Chapter 29 Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
"It is too large,"
muttered Sith Saber Tanika Shiru.
"This temple, it is wasteful."
"It is ancient,"
her companion, Saber Mora Krav, countered.
"They had many centuries to keep adding on wings. It is a vast place indeed."
Mor, Tanika, Jashvi, and Rulin were currently exploring some of the labyrinthine tunnels that seemed to twine for kilometers beneath the too large and wasteful Jedi Temple. When the time was right, Lord Vol would arrive on Coruscant, and High Lord Warkon wanted a thorough map created to present as a gift to their Grand Lord. Not for the first time, Shiru had wished the Jedi had simply left such useful information behind, but the canny Jedi had safeguarded their precious knowledge. As, mused Shiru with grudging admiration, the Sith would have done. The Jedi had planned to be gone for a long time. They had therefore taken the most valuable physical documents, flimsy, and objects with them. Doubtless, they had backed up their significant data and taken those as well. What they had been forced to leave behind was well protected indeed. The Lost Tribe was at a distinct technological disadvantage. While every Jedi could be expected to be familiar with the computers and data storage systems of their archives, the Sith had caught up with the rest of the galaxy a mere 3 years earlier. There were only a few Sith who had devoted themselves to this science, and when they had first attempted to retrieve data, they had triggered a protective virus that raced through the systems, deleting information as it went. Frantic attempts to undo the damage, or at least halt further destruction, had ensued. They had managed to stop the process, but no one wished to attempt data recovery until such time as the Sith were firmly ensconced on this new world, and all experts, Kashyyyk and human, had been given the opportunity to examine the system. That was another burden under which Shiru and the others in the temple labored. The human Sith serving Warkon were all visible, posing as new senators and their aides, or working for the new Holo Network, BAMR, or in various other positions. The Kashyyyk Sith needed to stay unnoticed, as their appearance would be remarked upon. Hence, all those asked to unobtrusively reside in and map the temple were Kashyyyk. While Shiru understood the reasoning behind the decision, she did not like it. It harked back to centuries past, when human Sith were deemed better than Kashyyyk Sith, and she longed for her Grand Lord to arrive so that she could properly stand alongside the human members of the Lost Tribe. Lord Vansuri Shia, who had been placed in charge of the Kashyyyk Sith, had immediately commandeered the room that had once been Grand Master Luke Skywalker's. The other Sith had had no difficulty finding rooms.
"Their own rooms," Shiru had sniffed. "Sith apprentices share one large room. No wonder the Jedi are soft, if they are so pampered at an early age."